Well, good evening, everybody. It is Monday, January 3rd, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I come to you Sunday through Thursday at around 8 to 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't hold me to a time. I show up whenever I feel like it in this half hour. Thanks for joining. Got a couple videos to play on the onset. Here we go.
This document from Pfizer, from their own study, shows that over 30% of the people they injected this into have had an adverse reaction to it, and over 1,200 of them died. This was released to our government health authorities in April of this year. So they've known about this now for what, 8-9 months?
Exactly.
Is the vaccine safe?
Oh, great question, Bryn. Vaccines absolutely are safe.
Jasmine Como, 17-year-old from New Brunswick, who lost the use of her left leg after receiving the second injection.
Every vaccine administered in Canada is safe and effective.
My best friend's daughter got the Pfizer shot. Right after the first shot, she passed out. Went unconscious for 15 minutes and had a heart attack. She's 12.
Vaccines that are safe and effective.
So my daughter just contacted me from school, very upset, that one of her friends is now in critical care in the hospital here in Halifax because her heart stopped right after she had a vaccine. She's 13 years old. All because she wanted to play soccer. What the f*** is wrong with you people? When are you going to wake up to what is going on here?
Vaccines are safe.
And I am speaking about the lies that the people are telling you. My son is dead. He's dead. He took the vaccine.
Safe, effective vaccines.
My daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine and she's dead.
These vaccines were developed to be safe and effective.
I was a father of a 16-year-old son. We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. Now I go home to an empty house.
Yeah, now the stories are coming out. Whether they're real or fake, I don't know. It's a tough call. I'm trying to figure out. I think a lot of those people were actors in there. We know that there's actors everywhere. Atrocity propaganda. And it's really difficult to figure out what's happening. Now, I do believe the adverse effects, I believe a lot of those are real. But it just shows you that it's hard to tell what the plan is. How long are the vaccines going to be allowed to stay out there? Because it does seem that the message is getting out that people are getting injured or dying. I never doubted the injury part of it. The dying part, I'm not so sure of right now from the injection with the people that they're showing us. Now, do real people make a big broadcast out of this? It's hard to tell. But I'm allowing for the idea that there is atrocity propaganda out there. And the people that they do allow to come forward saying that their loved ones are dead, they always preface their testimony with, I'm not anti-vax. So that indicates to me that it could be a fake story because they want to control the story that no matter what happens, even if people are brutally maimed or killed, these people are still pro-vax. They don't want anyone coming on and saying, don't take these vaccines. This is what happened. I would never do this again. That's too direct a message, and that could potentially really scuttle their plans to get everyone injected. Now, is the end game to get everyone injected anyway? Well, I think as long as the majority, and I'm talking about 80-90%, want the injection, line up for the injection, then I think they're going to keep going. Why not? As long as they're not forcing people, they can just make your life miserable, then I can see them carrying on with this program. But the end game, as we have discovered in our research, is the life passports. They want to give you a passport that controls every single thing you do on this earth. And they will put your money on it. They'll put your credits, carbon credit score, your financial credit score, your social credit score, your carbon credit score. It's all going to be on there. And I still think that that St. Louis Federal Reserve banker, whatever his name was, James somebody, James whatever, when he said last year, or in 2020, that you'll have to take some kind of test, and it'll be a phony test, but it will be hooked up to the online, it'll be hooked up to a live database, and it will determine whether you can leave your house or not. So for instance, if you do a certain job where you have to leave, like me, you're in transportation, you have to leave, you can't do your job from home, then they'll probably let you out. But if they think your job could easily be done sitting in your basement or sitting in your study, then they might not let you out based on the fact that maybe you've burned too much gas or you're going too far, that kind of thing. That's the absolute control that they want. They want to control what you eat. You've had too much meat this month? Well, you're definitely not going to be able to go to takeout. And perhaps it might be as refined right down to the grocery store, if you're still allowed in a grocery store, if you don't have to order online, that you might not be able to go to the meat counter. They might have QR codes at the meat counter, so you yourself cannot go buy meat. I can see that kind of fine-tuning if they enforce and if they get you to comply with this QR code, which will determine which doors open for you in the world. That is the end game. I still don't think that everyone who doesn't want to be injected will be forced to be injected. I think there is going to be an out, but they'll only withdraw or scale back the quaxines when enough people, when everyone who wanted one gets one, and when the majority of people realize that they are deadly and or injurious. But sometimes you wonder, do they even have a plan? I still think they have a plan. I don't think any of this is random. But I still have a difficulty figuring out who's who, who's what, who's acting, who's not. And these agents are everywhere. They are everywhere. They're in the Telegram groups. They're probably on my website. They are everywhere injecting their disinformation. And I still want to find that Miles Mathis PDF where he said that up to 1 million Americans are LARPing, live-action role players. They're on the payroll of whoever is in charge of the simulation. The CIA, the defense contractors, all these people are live-action role players, including this one guy who was crying here with his son at the Senate testimony hearing. I'm sorry, it just seems a little over the top. And the way he held up the picture, we remember who did that. That was Bobby McElvain holding his son up, the 9/11 father. He was the main guy that was on parade. There. We've seen this script before. We absolutely have. Now, it still doesn't mean I don't believe children are dying, because I still think they are. And as a matter of fact, I watched what I think is a pretty good Danish documentary. I was watching it last night, and I don't know if I posted it. Oh, here it is, here. HPV vaccine injured girls. And, ooh, it doesn't look like I... Darn, there's no link there. Okay, now I gotta find it. Just give me a sec here. I'm gonna find it because it's not there. So let me see if I can find it here. I'll play another video, by the way, while I'm looking for it. But I really wanted to play that. Actually, I'll play a bit of it. I know I saved it. So let me find it, and I will play it. But I have to remember where I saved it to. Probably on my FacoTube. On anti-vaccine. What's this one here?
We were duped.
Oh, that's Greg's. Okay. Here. I have too many places where I save stuff. And I can't see it right now. Well, let me play something else while I want to find it because it was a good video and I'm annoyed that I don't have a link here. It's from Denmark. I can put HPV vaccine girls. Mark. And there's a lot of them. Okay, the first thing that comes up is my blog. That's pretty good. Okay. Okay. The 20, that's good to see. 2014. Here it is. When did this come out? 2016. Okay, this is old. Is it here? Does YouTube actually... No. YouTube is not on YouTube. Okay. But apparently it had a big effect. And the actual number of women, it says, just what I was just looking at right now. It really affected the uptake of this injection in Denmark. Aha, uh-huh. So it really whacked them here. So this is in 2019. And don't forget, they said up to maximum, they say 30,000 women die from cervical cancer in the WHO European region. Doesn't say over what time period, why bother? Why bother? Okay, let's just say hi to everyone in the show, in the chat tonight. What do we got? We got about 12 people live in the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, D Live, and we're on FacoTube, of course. We'll say hi to Lost Spider, Gate and Destroy, and who else we got here? Don't Be a Dog's Body. Well, I'm glad you're glad I'm on tonight. I hope I have something useful to say. Hello, DB user. And Gabriel, hello. You don't know anyone who's been injured or died from the vax. And everyone got injected at your work. That sucks. Napoleon, hello. Napoleon is a moderator of comments on FacoTube and on Telegram. So he's on both places. So make sure you comment carefully, otherwise Napoleon might axe your comment. Yeah, DB users, all quacks victims look as much like, yeah, crisis actors for sure. Lost Spider wants to know, do you think it is country dependent on how much the vaccines are forced? No, I think it's everywhere. I just think there are more hot shots in the United States. Or bad batches, as they call them, for sure. And DB user, I think you're in Japan. It doesn't really seem like much is going on in Japan with these injections. And I think you said the government is letting people, is not even recommending them. And DBUser says, the same reasoning as past atrocity simulation applies. How and why would any grieving parent get in front of a camera? Not a priority. Yeah, especially when they're saying, I'm for the vaccine. There was one woman that was at the Senate hearings, and I can't remember her name, but she's everywhere. She's on parade. And her child allegedly is being fed through a tube, and she's going everywhere with her mom. And one of the first things she says is safe. Well, not so safe and effective. She just wants safe vaccines. And Kapu Mbuza, hello. Hello, Tiago. Tiago is in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Hello, Stupid. Stupid's here. We got the whole gang out here today. Good to see all you guys. So that is what I would say many crisis actors. But I still think people are being injured. I still think my dentist is real. He doesn't want to come on, obviously. I've given him quite a few chances. Take a look at this video. This is pretty funny. This is on the Strong and Free Rumble channel, another Canadian guy. Pretty cool. And I don't know if he did this video or not, but it's funny. Scheiser.
At Scheiser, we know you're concerned about what you put in your body. That's why we tried to keep our trial results hidden for 50 years. But now that the cat is out of the bag, you can be assured that we'll continue to invest our considerable resources into coercing and buying off Canadian politicians and public health officers to repeat the mantra that our vaccines are safe and effective. They're not, of course, and we've known that since before we ever stuck the first dose into a human arm. With 3% of our trial participants dying in a 3-month period and 31% suffering long-term adverse effects, we are confident of our ability to continue to lure the public into lining up for endless boosters simply by repeating that they are safe and effective. It's been working for us so far. Scheiser, we make shit. Side effects may include muscle spasms, seizures, paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, myocarditis, pericarditis, Parkinson's disease, heart attacks, strokes, meningitis, brain death, premature births, stillbirths, sterility, increased risk of cancer, and death. Do not consult your doctor. We own them too.
Well, there you go. That's funny. But the getting back to the Danish girls... I can't find the video on the fly fast enough because I didn't put it in the right place, obviously. But getting back to the girls, a lot of them were injured, and it's just end vascular ischemia because they're having all kinds of crazy effects that really affect the cranial nerves, like balance, like general fatigue. A lot of them, more than half, were athletes. And that really points to the Forrest Moretti crooked guy, where he said that a lot of these athletes, because they push their bodies so hard, and quite frankly, unnaturally, the human body, well, it can do all these fantastic things. When you are pushing yourself really hard, especially young people, there is lots of inflammation as your body is damaged and repairs. That's how you build muscle. All these girls that were busy being top athletes, when they take the injection with the metals that are in the injection, the adjuvant, all those metals through the white blood cells carrying them get deposited in these areas, especially at the brainstem that controls all their cranial functions. And that is what makes them so ill. So maybe the average person who isn't pushing their body and doesn't have large numbers of white blood cells circulating to the inflamed part of the body as they're pushing it so hard, they're less affected. They actually admitted that in the documentary, but they still are covering up in the documentary, for sure. The Danish health ministry was definitely covering up. They admit it. They pretty much admit it because they just say that the benefits outweigh the harms that are done to what they say are a few people. So the old W phrase, unavoidably unsafe. That's how these people look at all this, unavoidably unsafe. That's exactly the way they look at it. And that is why they are going to keep doing this, because they figure that the result, the ends justify the means, for sure. So I really still don't know where this is all going to go. Okay, looks like hot off the press. I see Marcus has just put a Substack through. I subscribe to many Substacks, so we'll play Marcus's. He just has a video. He doesn't want to call in anymore. We'll play some of his stuff. And this is the Scott Adams character. Now, I only started watching Scott Adams in the last year because, of course, he did the Dilbert comic, which I thought was pretty good. But Scott Adams is a paid influencer. Well, he's a millionaire. He's an influencer. He does many, many live videos or daily videos. And it's clear he says he's a hypnotist. And he's been pushing the vax pretty hard and saying anyone who's against the vax is not thinking correctly. And it's pretty obvious that this guy's a shill. Scott Adams he's really letting a lot of people who liked him down. A lot of people are really calling him out. And he's doing his best to deflect. So Marcus looks like he did a video. I never know what side Dilbert Scott Adams resides. And this video doesn't help at all. Watch this. So we'll see what Marcus has to say.
This is writer and illustrator Scott Raymond Adams. He's the guy who created the character Dilbert. And when he's not crafting satirical office humor, he's live streaming on YouTube answering viewer questions. Lately, he's been giving his thoughts about the jibby jabby, but I never really get what side he's on. This video is the perfect example. He recorded a 59-minute live stream on New Year's Day 2022, and here were the highlights for me.
There's a massive bunch of hallucinations about what I have said. But, all right, so there's some... Would you ever interpret this will give you immunity as 100%? And then they look at the data, and it's not 100% effective. So they say, well, this was a lie. You told us it would be effective, and now it's not 100% effective, so that's a lie. Okay, damn it, that's too good. Damn it, I just got linguistically kill-shotted. This is so good, I'm going to tell it. I'll regret this forever. Just gave me a nickname, Claw Adams. And I'm just like barely containing a string of profanities that are about to come out of my mouth. Scott, when are you going to get the booster? You going to get the booster? You gonna get the booster? How about the booster? How about the booster? Huh? Huh? Has he mentioned the booster yet? Are you getting your freedom booster yet? I looked at the direct evidence. I read it with my own eyes, how the definition had changed from one thing to this brand new definition in 2021. How many of you just heard this and it sounded to you like I was promoting vaccinations? Have I given you my updated opinion on getting a booster myself? Scott, how many boosters would you be willing to go up to? I so want to...
For me, it doesn't matter if Clot Adams is shilling for Big Pharma or not, because I will never take the death jab. If you're unvaxxed like us and want to live in the safety and security of vax-free towns, visit my website and take the online tour right now at www.escapethenewnormal.com.
All right. Okay. I don't even know what Marcus's point is on that, other than I guess he's illustrating we don't know what side Scott is. Scott's side is on, but I still think Scott is on the shilling for Big Pharma side, personally. And we're joined by Tiago. Tiago, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Fakeologist Show once more.
Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to everybody listening.
Yeah, you're always welcome, for sure. Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Good to have you on. What's your update on today? What do you think is going on? What's the latest? Is the plan just trudging on?
Well, the COVID war is going to be ending in the springtime.
Oh, I've heard that. I've read that. Who else published that? I think Mark Okarski or Okinski on Substack said that today, and I didn't understand why. Why do you say that? What is happening?
Well, the maximum, you know, they can only keep this going on for so long. So a few of the health directors from the different provinces here, for example, today.
Okay.
What's his name? The Nova Scotian guy, Dr. Robert Strang.
Right.
So he went on today on CBC and CBC Halifax. And if you read what he said on there, he said, COVID, we will beat and COVID will end in 2022. They already know this is going to end. He already knows. He's letting you guys know. So, and if you pay attention to what all these medical directors are saying, and even the news media, they're saying, even the mainstream news, they're saying, well, Omicron's not that bad. You know, it's okay. It's, you know, hopefully we'll get through this. You know, this is going to end soon. So they're already priming you for the springtime when the COVID war will end. And then they're going to transition to climate lockdowns.
Okay. Here is Marco Shinsky saying the exact same thing you just said, and I just read this today, and I couldn't quite figure out what he's talking about in his piece. He's talking about, okay, so he's agreeing with you.
And yeah, it's gonna end. It'll be end.
But he's not.
But they're gonna transition to something else, though.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything in the article why it's going to end. He just said it's going to end if you guys figure it out. But you say it has nothing to do with that. They just... So does that mean the injections are going to end?
I don't know what form it's going to take in terms of, ending. You know, if they're going to, you know, keep the charade of vaccine passports and all this stuff going, that I don't know. But I know the COVID war will be coming to an end. So... now, what does that mean? That means possibly no more masks, you know, going into stores and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, but they are, you know, it's, you know, good news, but the bad news is that they will transition into something else, probably climate change.
Now, what's your take on, this is the part that's really difficult, because now it seems like Steve Kirsch, who I don't know if you're following on Substack, he is really ramping up his assault on the people that are getting injured. And he says he has proof all over the place, insurance company in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Death rates are way up, 40%. We're getting doctors that don't care. They're coming out. And Steve is really pushing to get people from the insurance company to start speaking out. He wants 100,000 doctors to break ranks because he said we need these kind of numbers to break these medical boards. Otherwise, there's strength in numbers. So he really, and we're getting, wow, I published a story today, vaccine slaughter in Tennessee, where the guy saying you get better, yet the prisoners of Auschwitz had better odds than a certain hospital in Sevier County, Tennessee, where 92% of the people went in, came out in a box. It's crazy. So I think, and I don't know if this is, like, I've always thought that they're going to break the United States. Canada, we'll go whatever way the world wants us to go. So if the oligarchs want us to go with the vaccine passports, Canadians will comply. I think that the Americans, they're getting more hot shots. I really do. And maybe this is
yeah.
Maybe this
is evidence. Yeah, it's hard to say. In my, like I said, in my local area, I've seen a lot of vaccine injury here in Sydney.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, you said that. So you have seen actual injury.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen really, really bad injuries here, and we actually have. You're going to be surprised, but here of a population of 40,000, the town that I live in,
yeah, small
we actually
town.
Have a small town, right? So Sydney, Nova Scotia. We actually have our own cancer center here, believe it or not, a lot of cancer here. And from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of cancer rates even going higher than that. And my ex-wife, her dad, my ex, father-in-law, took the booster and now he's got, a very virulent form of, brain cancer, diagnosed 1 week after the booster. So this is, if it's related or not, I don't know, but, it's not good. And I see tons of people here with myocarditis. I met them personally. My neighbors, three of my neighbors, one guy directly next door to me and then the two people across the street, not to mention all these other young people that I've met here with myocarditis. So this is, the effects are for real. They're definitely for real. The hot shots, I don't know geographically, how Pfizer and Moderna, rolls them out geographically, but they're definitely here in Sydney, that I can tell you.
Okay, so that's a real story. Because I just thought a lot of the people that are put before us look like actors. They really smell like actors. There's actors all over the place, but maybe that's just to control the narrative of their individual story. So they make sure that they get the idea out that they're still for the vaccine, this is necessary to fight this horrible disease, but these people, even though they're injured, they're not wavering in their position, and neither should you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was talking to a good friend of mine here in Sydney, and he's actually best friends with the one of the few surgical ophthalmologists here in the province of Nova Scotia. And he's so rare, the type of surgeries that he does. He actually flies to Newfoundland and Prince Edward Island to do eye surgeries.
Sure.
He was telling me that the eye surgeon was telling him he's never seen so many people going blind.
Oh my God.
Shots. Yeah.
So that speaks to Andrew Molden, who is my favorite, a dead researcher who said it's end vascular ischemia, wherever there are very small blood vessels that get clogged up by the white blood cells, and you get ischemia, and those areas of the body die. So that would definitely include the eye, which has microcapillaries supplying the blood supply. So there,
for sure. Yeah, and this guy, he wouldn't lie to me, man. And a lot of the paramedics and nurses that I talk to here off the record, they tell me the same story. Almost every single person that comes in there who's messed up, it's from the vaccines, but they can't say it.
Are they told they can't say it, or is that just their own intuition that they don't want trouble and they don't want to get blown out of the system?
No, they're told they can't say it. They're not allowed to speak about vaccines. They're not allowed to speak. It's in the hospital by Public Health Nova Scotia. They actually sent them an email, Public Health Nova Scotia, to all the doctors, nurses, that you guys cannot talk about this. If you talk, you're getting fired. That's it.
So it's extremely explicit. So it's the same thing worldwide. So that's why we're only getting a couple of renegade doctors, maybe guys that are right at the end of their career anyway. And they figure if they're going to go out, they may as well go out at least telling the truth. But you're not going to get a young doctor who's just starting out with $300,000 or $500,000 worth of debt. They're not going to burn themselves early on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right. They got two more phases to go through. They're going to go through the climate change phase. That's going to last quite a few years. In between all this, of course, you're going to get the markets. They're going to do the market crash on purpose. And then after that, the grand finale phase three will be the UFO subject. So, and they're openly talking about the UFO subject. The World Economic Forum's actually talked about it. All of mainstream media is talking about the UFO subject, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, they keep talking about, the threats in space. They're becoming, threats in our space. So they gotta, they're already priming us for the grand finale for the UFO thing.
How the hell are they gonna do that? I know they've been talking about that for a long time. It seems like, well, the hardest one to pull off, but maybe not.
No, not at all. It's actually going to be one of the easiest ones. Well, for a long time, everything was secret. You're not allowed to, none of the mainstream media talked about UFOs, right? They were immediately shut off. You know, only a few rogue, you know, news outlets would cover UFOs and such. So they, you know, places, you know, these, you know, out of the way military bases, you know, that, construct, you know, these UFOs like, you know, Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, EG&G, all these big companies, who have vested interests, who work with the American military, all over the place. They've already figured out anti-gravity. That's for sure. 100%. And what they're going to do, and my thinking of what they're going to do, they're going to put the fear of God into these people. So what they're going to do is they're going to probably film one of ours, in the future, about 10, 12, 15 years from now. They're going to, and they're going to shoot down a jet airliner, something to that effect. It's going to be caught on camera. They're going to show the whole world, and they're going to say, you're not allowed to leave your house. There's a threat in outer space. Or they're going to use that to print more money, more trillions of dollars to have a space race.
Okay. All right. I always thought that was the hardest to pull off or believe, but
no, they already have the technology, and there's people all over the, you know, we're talking high-end military officials that, you know, are already coming forward, including the Minister of National Defense of Canada, who's come forward, you know, saying
that
they're here.
Oh, that guy, Paul, well, yeah.
Paul Hillier.
Paul Hillier. Yeah. Is he still alive?
No, I think he passed away not too long ago. So I'll give you an example, okay? And I don't know if I've given you guys this example or not. My mom, she used to work for Bill Graham, right? Remember I told you?
Yeah. You told me Bill Graham, Minister of Defense.
Okay, he was Minister of National Defense for Canada, and he was Minister of International Affairs for Canada as well. So one time, my mom was catering to one of his parties. Now he lived at Bloor and Sherbourne area, one of the Rosedale area, big house there. That's where he lives. So I went there to go help my mom. I must have been about, I don't know, 28, 29 years old, and went there to go help my mom, say hi to everybody. And he was outside having a cigar by himself, you know, having a glass of wine or whatever. And then I went up to him and I asked him, I said, can you tell me something? And now you got to understand, he talks to me about everything. He gives me advice, legal advice, because he's an attorney as well.
That's amazing.
Any legal type questions that I have. Yeah, he's really nice to me. He talks like just like you and I are talking right now. And this, the only time that he wouldn't talk to me was when I asked him, I said, hey, Bill, I said, is there such thing as UFOs in the Canadian military? Because if anybody's going to know, it's going to be the Minister of National Defense for Canada, right? He runs the military.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's going to know the inside scoop, it's going to be him. And he wouldn't answer me. He said, you know what, Diego, I can't answer you on that one.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he said it with a serious face. He said it with a serious face. So I actually got to ask the Minister of National Defense of Canada right there in his back porch there while he was having
a
cigar.
That is a good story. Yeah. DB user says, yeah. Blue beam will only work if most people are too afraid to go outside to check what's really happening. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, whether they're going to use some particle beam that they've already, you know, already have constructed. They figured out anti-gravity 50 years ago. So that I have no doubt with the EG&G or Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, with those type of companies and that type of brain power and money that they have, whether it's at Area 51 or the Tuolumne, Utah range, which is similar military base to Area 51. So you're nowhere near allowed on there.
Yeah.
So.
Boss Spider says Skunk Works is 7 miles from his house. JPL is 10 miles. I've worked at both places. So that's cool. Yeah, Lost Spider does the elevator, so.
Oh, cool. Right on.
There's no anti-gravity elevators, I don't think. but Lost Spider knows his ups and downs for sure. He's the one that makes the elevators go up and down. He makes sure they work.
There you go. But yeah, I think that they're gonna we're gonna end the COVID war in the springtime.
Is that just your hunch, or is that a banker market thing that you're reading?
It's both. It's I'm listening to what people to what the medical directors are saying for each public health here in Canada and the United States.
Okay.
Listening to their words very, very closely. Mm-hmm. When they speak, like Dr. Robert Strang today, he said COVID will end in 2022. That was on CBC Halifax today.
Okay.
So they're telling you, he's already telling you there, this is coming to an end, but what they're going to transition to and what that end is going to actually look like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to guess, they're going to keep the vaccine passport system going.
Yes, I agree with that.
They're going to end the mask nonsense. But the vaccine passport is here to stay. And then what's going to happen is they're going to expand on this vaccine passport with climate change, carbon credits, UFO mm-hmm. issue. They're gonna go to the end with this. And you know what? People used to laugh at me all the time when I would speak about UFOs and anti-gravity technology. When I was in university, you know, taking physics, mm-hmm. I questioned everything. Yeah. And I, you know how here on the Fakeology podcast, all you guys talk about a lot is, germ theory. You know, we think, you know, we know it's bullshit. We
yeah,
know it's
that's
fake.
Right.
There's no viruses floating through the air, you know, coming, you know, into my mouth and into my nose.
Yes.
It's all nonsense.
Yes, I agree.
For me, it started long before that. For me, it started with particle theory with them. So when they talk about gravitons, muons, gluons, I ask for them for evidence. They have no evidence.
Okay.
So they can't even explain to me what anti-gravity is. How do you explain? You know, descriptions are not explanations. So when I was in university, I got into a lot of fights with my physics professors, my biology professors. So I knew that they were lying about gravity. And they kept telling me, look at the four Maxwellian equations. That doesn't describe gravity at all. So I have my own theory on what gravity is, based on the studies and research of Lockheed Martin that I've looked at, the documents that I've looked at, and mm-hmm. some of the patents that I've looked at. So they're going to be transitioning into something different. So I don't know what that is. It's anybody's guess, but, we can use, this climate change story is getting louder by the day. So I'm constantly hearing these, you know, so-called leaders and experts keep talking about climate change. And they went out today. I forgot who it was. One of these leaders said, if you don't believe in climate change, then, you're a conspiracy theorist. So they're already starting.
Isn't that true, dope?
You know, that whole.
He said it.
Yeah,
I think it was
true. Yeah. And then if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're,
racist and misogynist. You're racist and misogynist.
Yeah, it's absolute ridiculous. So he's already starting. So do you see the shift from mm-hmm. COVID talk? And just listen. Listen very. All you guys have to do is listen very carefully to mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So CBC, CNN, MSNBC. I listen to them because I not that I believe that what they're saying. I it's just so I can get clues on what's going to happen in the future. So they're all in unison talking about that Omicron's not that bad.
Right.
It's more like a flu. Just read a lot of the mainstream articles, and then you have the medical directors like Dr. Robert Strang saying that COVID will end in 2022. So it's coming to an end. This is coming to an end.
And this is just as we're all going into lockdown again, of course.
Different.
Are you in lockdown out there?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it doesn't affect me. I don't listen to anything they say. I try to go about my normal.
Yeah, but you can't
life,
go to a restaurant because it's probably closed now. Now they're all closing on the 5th here. I think they're in Quebec and the curfews and I think British Columbia. And, I heard that the schools even in Florida and Texas are going to be closed in January, which I was surprised about.
Yeah, I don't think in Florida because, Governor Ron DeSantis stated was on like 2 days ago live feed on Facebook. He was saying that nothing's closing in the state of Florida. We don't have to worry about lockdowns or anything closing. Life goes on normally. That's it. And the medical, what it's not the attorney general, the what do they call him in the United States? The head doctor there. Anyways, the head doctor for that state, for the state of Florida. He's
Surgeon
like,
General.
He's like a Surgeon General, there you go. He, the Florida Surgeon General, he doesn't believe any of this nonsense either. So he's awesome. And
yeah, you're right. We'll you're right what you just said. It's today's news at 4 p.m. The Satan says our schools will be open to slight surge. See, this is the thing. This is where it doesn't matter who the leader is and what he has to say. If they want to turn up the simulation from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, who's running it in the U.S., they can do it. And they'll just scare the people no matter where they are. And it really puts the leaders on the complete defensive. Because if people are afraid there are demons lurking around, they'll demand that the leader does something. If the leader says, no, there's nothing to see, then they really can't challenge these phony numbers. I really think it's a checkmate. And I said that even when Trump was around. I said they can screw whoever's in charge with their phony numbers.
Yeah, my partner, she's down in Sarasota, Florida right now, and I talked to her yesterday. She was telling me that Floridians, well, the community that she's in anyways, for the most part, because she went to Tallahassee, Sarasota, and I forgot the other city she went to, but she was telling me those people there, they don't even listen to Fauci or any of these people no more. She said it's over there, it's over.
Yeah.
Done. They had enough. They don't even bother anymore.
I think in a lot of these counties, say on the East Coast that have a lot of New Yorkers, Connecticut, Northeast people that have moved down there or vacationed down there, I think they've sort of turned a lot of counties blue, including Miami-Dade, and they're more likely to go along with it because they're getting tons of their information from the Northeast. So even Florida is divided. That's the whole point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to move to Florida, move to a red portion of Florida.
Yeah. The West Tampa, I heard, is fairly red, although Uncle Odd, who's down there, is not happy with what he sees, even in Tampa. So
Fort Myers area, I heard, is really good. Sarasota is pretty good.
That's the West side. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But Miami-Dade is, you know, I used to be in Miami all the time, and oh man, I don't know. These people are—they're just nuts. They're just nuts. Even like my town here in Sydney, Nova Scotia, I think it's the worst.
Yeah, they're mind controlled. There's not. This is the power of the trillion-dollar propaganda ministries. We can't compete with them. There's millions of dollars to program these people. You're not just going to go up to them and say one thing and undo everything that's been done through the media. There's no way. They spent way too much money to program these people. If you think your statistics or your ideas are going to break them, you're crazy.
I've stopped, you know, I've stopped talking to these people or trying to convince them a long time ago. I don't bother with any of them. If you want to wear 3 masks while you're outside, go ahead. If you want to wear a visor, goggles, or a space suit, oxygen suit, go ahead. I don't talk to them. I don't bother with them.
Yeah, so it looks like Florida hasn't flipped yet. I don't know about Texas. But those are the sort of
nobody ever talks about South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem, she's been a champion and refusing to close all along. So nobody ever talks about South Dakota. They're doing pretty good.
I guess there's the odd area here and there. It's spotty all over in Texas as well. Here's a story from today. Corpus Christi, Texas. So there are areas.
So yeah.
This is why I don't think it really makes any sense to just pick up and move anywhere in the world. I really think it's you'll be running away from demons that will come everywhere eventually, because people are all the same everywhere. They all have the same weaknesses and in cognitive abilities. So I really don't think it makes sense to run right now.
I wish we could just purchase an island or a province. Just leave one province to the, you know, people like us. You know, and then all the rest of the provinces, you guys could all wear your masks and everything and take your vaccines. We, you know, they should have one province just for us.
Yeah, the problem is, it's our brothers and our sisters, our mothers. They're literally right beside us. And
yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah, it's the separation is infinite, really. I've said that so many times.
And yeah, you're right.
And anyone might flip at any one time. Just like after a while, people all have their breaking points. That's the whole purpose of propaganda, endless propaganda, because everyone will have a flip point, a break point where they just give up. So it's tricky. So even if we all concentrate in one area, we'd lose people probably just as fast as we could possibly gain people. Just organizing people, reorganizing people would be endless, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be crazy. I mean, it's nice to dream to have a utopia of a province that's, you know, free and open from all this ridiculousness. But,
Surgeon Stupid says Surgeon General probably never did a surgery in his life. Yeah, probably.
He's probably right. Yeah, he's probably some political hack doctor. They paid off his student fees, and now he owes them for life.
Tominoid said the first Surgeon General in the United Kingdom was created, appointed in 1664. 1665, London Black Death. Okay. That's interesting. Lily Bell must be in Texas. She said nobody's talking about closing in Texas. That's good. And thanks for joining, Lily Bell. Don't be a dog's body, said an alien invasion might dupe the masses, but for those of us that know what's going on, it's just a maddening insult to maddening injury, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just want you guys to hear it here first, because I watched another special yesterday from Australia, mainstream again, and a whole 1.5 hour special on UFOs, mainstream Australia news. 1.5 hour special. I posted it on my Facebook there, and they're going hard, man. And they're talking to Christopher Mellon. They were talking to Commander David. He's one of the guys who used to work. I think he was DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. He's up there in government. He's related in the Mellon family, the wealthy family. Right. And he's saying, we have to accept the possibility that we're not the only ones here. And they're already starting. See, they're already starting the ridiculousness, right? That they're here in our skies, invading our space. They're a danger, they're just a threat. That's the whole narrative of the 1.5 hour special yesterday, was that they're a threat. But they're not a threat. You know, they're if they wanted to kill you, they would.
So your Facebook channel is Silenced Voices of Canada. Do you attract many vaccine injury people to this, or are you just posting all kinds of different stuff? What are the silenced voices you're speaking of, the people that are vaccine injured?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I get them talking, communicating with me all the time. And my daughter was injured here. My son or my husband was injured here. What should I do? And it's a disaster, man. It's a mess. But these people, they're all lining up. They're lining up for, for these shots. I'm like, I keep telling them, you can't inject health into you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've said that line too in the last 2 days, just exactly what you just said.
Yeah, you can't inject health, man. It's like these people are so zombified. They actually think, taking a needle from a criminal organization is going to make you healthy. That's what they think.
Yeah, I'm just looking through your chat right now. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, you post a lot of the same stuff I do. Yeah, it's interesting. 80,000 adverse reactions in Australia. Wow, how many deaths? Diagnosed with blood cancer. Yeah, some of these people look really manufactured, as in CGI. That's my only problem with a lot of these images that people put up here. I it's really hard to tell who's real and who's not, other than the ones that you actually talked to. I know you posted quite a few of these.
Yeah.
Rhea, no more silence. Wow. Glenn Ridley. Interesting. Now, getting back to my blog, I just, so I talked about the better odds at Auschwitz, where they're talking about, and there's a pretty good blog. It's actually a market blog. I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard of this guy named Carl Denninger? Let me just think. Maybe that's of interest to you, because a lot of these crypto guys, these market guys, similar to yourself, are big in talking about this kind of truth. And one of these guys is Carl Denninger that Vox Populi really likes. Yeah, his website is market-ticker.org. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a market guy like you, but he posts tons of really interesting truth. You might be interested in following
maybe.
Him.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm when they say market guy, if he's I'm a trader. Yeah. I trade 18 hours a day.
Well, I don't know what he is. I don't know who he is. I'm just his website is market-ticker.org. So maybe that's just a forum that he publishes truth on. Maybe it has might not have anything to do
with
it.
What's he saying?
Oh, he's the one that posted about what's going on. It says here, as of 12/29 in 2021, Sevier County in Tennessee's single hospital, only one hospital in the county, had recorded 465 people in the hospital, with 332 leaving in a box, for a total slaughter of 71.4% since this began.
Wow. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But this remdesivir COVID protocol routine is 54% deadly from what even Anthony Fauci statistics with the Ebola disaster a few years ago was saying. So it's definitely a deadly medication.
It is. Yeah, I've heard that too from a few of my friends that I've talked to, and then I went reading up on it as well, and it is a killer combination there. But that's the whole that's part of the plan. Killing them, they don't care.
Well, yeah, I guess as long as people willingly line up for it. But it seems like going to the hospital is just about the last thing you want to do. But how do you avoid it? If you're really, really sick, are you really going to hang back and just stay at home? Most people's natural reaction, if they're having any kind of severe problem, they're going right to that hospital.
Yeah, I mean, for me to go to a hospital, it takes quite a bit. So, you know, I'm not going to go if I have a so-called flu. I don't believe in the flu, but, for me, it's my body's natural way of getting rid of toxins in my, but I haven't been sick in like 25 years anyway. So, I don't even remember what it's like to be sick, but,
yeah. And I guess you're not stressed out by what's going on because you know what's going on, but a lot of people are super stressed. And if you can imagine being super stressed for two solid years, sure, it's definitely going to hurt your internal organs, whatever they might be, through all that cortisol that's coursing through your veins, making you constantly on edge all the time. It is going to definitely hurt people. You can will yourself to death. You can stress yourself to death. You're super worried.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything you're saying is 100%. I mean, but they got to, you know, rise above that and mm-hmm. use their intelligence. I mean, it's, to go be wearing a mask outside while you're walking, that's not very intelligent. That's not very intelligent. I mean, you have a lot of stupid people walking around here, man. And it's just like, you know, like I said, I don't say anything to them anymore. I just shake my head. I'm thinking, you know, you get what you deserve, man. Seriously, if you're that stupid to be wearing a mask outside thinking that you're doing anything other than virtue signaling without the virtue or intelligence, then, you know, go ahead. It doesn't make any sense. You know, so if they're stressed for two straight years, you know, start doing things to unstress yourself. Go work out. Stop eating pizzas and drinking beer. And like, you know, and I work out like every day. you know, even if it's only 20 minutes, you know, and if it's nice out, I'll go for a bike ride outside or for a jog. Like, I'll, you know,
hey, you're a biker. What do you think of the Peloton thing? My brother, I think, bought one.
You mean the indoor Peloton?
Yeah. What, there's an outdoor one too?
Well, no, the outdoor Peloton, I thought you were referring to like Tour de France, the Peloton and the Tour de France.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about bike races. Okay. No, I think there's a bike you can buy.
Yeah.
It's a company that sells these internet-connected bikes.
Yep.
But what do you think of those as a biking expert?
They have a lot of that kind of technology. You know, the Peloton, there's actually a couple other different ones as well. For me, I just put a laptop in front of my stationary bike and I'll play a song or a movie or whatever, and I'll, you know, cycle for 20 or 30 minutes. I mean, if whatever gets people to do the exercise, you know, if that's something that you can afford and that you want to, you know, do exercise in the wintertime here in Canada because you can't get out because it's too cold, then yeah, go ahead, do it. If you want to do it, you know, do it and spend the money. You know, as long as you're exercising, eating correctly, you know, stop worrying about stupid shit, like stuff that you can't control. Like these people think, like I can't control what all these people are thinking. So I just go about my life totally normal without even thinking twice of, you know, of any fear that there's some magical particle in the air that's going to come and invade my body and kill me. Like it's ridiculous, but that's what they believe. So I can't stop what they're going to believe. So you just got to go on with your life and try to live as normally as possible. And like you said before, it's the difficult part is when you're dealing with family members that don't want you around because you're not vaccinated or you don't wear a mask, or that's the hard part, right? When you got to deal with these people.
Yeah. So other than that, it looks like the Peloton bike has a big computer screen on the handlebars, and I think you can hook it up to the internet and start biking around different scenery areas. Give you that.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, like I said, whatever gets you to work out, you know, it looks nice. Looks like a nice little piece. But for me, I do the same thing. I just put my laptop in front of me and give her. Right. Want to put on a movie or a motivational video or whatever I want.
Because I'm guessing on a bike out in the winter, it's pretty dangerous on ice, that kind of thing. And you don't want to wipe out and then ruin your whole...
Well, I'm going cycling on Thursday here in Sydney. So we have no rain here. No snow here. It's a little chilly, but Thursday it's supposed to be 8 degrees Celsius here, and so I'm gonna go.
So
for
as
a
long as the road
hours.
Is dry and not icy, it's not too bad to bike. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's dry here now, so there's nothing on the roads. I just went out for a drive today, quickly to a store here to get some groceries. But yeah, it's nice. I don't know. You know, I know other parts of Canada is pretty cold, like in Alberta and Saskatchewan. But right now in Nova Scotia, here in Sydney, it's beautiful. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, you're on the coast. I guess you get a little more coastal type weather. And in Toronto today, it was -6. It wasn't too bad in the sun. Sun is always nice. And it was a little drier than normal, so that's not too bad. But let's see what else we got here before we shut down. I've been going for about an hour. Let's see. Trying to get through all the chats here.
Interest rate hikes are coming this year. Should be two or three of them, just to let everybody know. They're not going to crash it just yet. They're going to be minuscule interest rate hikes that are not really going to do anything. Just keep in mind for the magic interest rate. So if you guys see interest rates going up to 1.25%, 1.5%, that's it. The whole thing's coming down at that right around, you know, that area. And don't forget January 15th that the truckers might be going on strike that cross into the American border because they want those truckers to be vaccinated. So you might see a strike. So just keep an eye out for January 15th.
Yeah, most of our truckers are East Indian. In Toronto area. I don't know about the East Coast where you are.
No, not here.
Yeah. So I think the compliance will be much higher here with regards to that. I don't know if they're threatened, as a lot of them are new Canadians. I think a lot of new Canadians are really worried about their Canadian status, even though once you're a Canadian, you can't be thrown out of the country. But I don't, I think the compliance level is going to be pretty high here. I'm not too hopeful that it's going to make a difference in this area, but,
Yeah, out on the East Coast here, I haven't seen any Indian truck drivers. They're all, you know, Dukes of Hazzard type guys driving the trucks over here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's got more old white guys, I guess, but they're pretty much gone in the Toronto area. That's, I'm one of the last ones that drive around. I'm sort of like a ghost, like an albino.
So you drive one of those big tractor trailers?
I do. I do it locally in Toronto. So that's where I get my time to listen to audios and stuff. But most of the industry is dominated by the East Indian. Every aspect of it. Yeah, they've done very well. You know, it's pretty natural because most East Indians were farmers in the Punjab. So they're used to driving heavy machinery with trailers. So it's a pretty natural thing for them to get into, and it pays well.
Yeah.
And they've just taken over the whole area, and a lot of them done very, very well. Most of them are very hard workers, so.
You should become a Forex trader.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe I'll have to if I, I'm going to be stuck in my house. We'll see. I still think that the Federal Reserve guy in St. Louis was telling the truth when he said 2 years ago everyone will have to take a test before they leave the house. In the last 2 weeks, it seems like everyone is clamoring for rapid tests, whatever the hell they show, as the PCR test, I believe, has been phased out as of December 31st. So this really aligns with the idea that you'll take a test and it will tell you whether you can literally leave your house.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And that, I think, is the end game. And as I said earlier, I don't know if you heard, but I think they will just see who you are, and they'll know who you are, and they will just decide whatever you have to do. Is it worth burning gas to get to where you are going? What are you going to be allowed to do? I think they want that level of control over every single person. Can you imagine the bureaucratic nightmare to try and administer millions of humans all over the place? Right down to the what you eat. I don't even know how you'd program that into a computer. It's a mind-boggling big exercise, if that's what the end goal is.
Yeah, they could do it with artificial intelligence, you know, with PyTorch or TensorFlow. That wouldn't be too hard. They got the people to do it. Easy.
They're going to need huge buildings full of people, though, just at the beginning to get it going before they can turn it into AI. Going to have to probably be manual at the beginning. You can just imagine one guy's in charge of, say, all the, I don't know how they'd even do it. Would it be by the street, by the location, to determine what each individual can or cannot do? I guess eventually it'd be computerized.
Yeah, probably. Social credit score, right? So if you ran your Fakeology podcast yesterday, that means, you lost 5 points on your social credit score.
Can't leave the house. You
can't leave, or you can only leave for 90 minutes. That's it. You're only allotted 90 minutes instead of 3 hours.
And no meat this week. Only peas or artificial meat.
Can you believe what we're talking about?
If
people heard what we're talking about, they think we're nuts.
Yeah, but that's what they need to hear, because it's not about a vaccine. It's not about your health. It's about complete utter control. And it's all going to be with the QR code. You won't be able to open doors to get in.
Yeah, I mean, intelligent people like you and I and everybody listening to this podcast knows that we can kind of, you know, we can see that, you know, coming from a mile away. But to the average person who's wearing 3 masks and goggles and a spacesuit, they're going to think, well, what the hell are these guys talking about? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense what they're talking about. But you're right. At the end goal, make no mistake, is the QR code. That's the end goal, is that QR code. Because from that QR code, they can do anything to you. They have the technological capability in today's world to with AI, with artificial intelligence, whether it's PyTorch or TensorFlow, they can run your life. That's it, with that software. And with the software engineers, they can do it. All they need is a QR code. So So for all of you thinking out there, why are they so hell-bent on making everyone get a vaccine? You have to replace the word vaccine with the word QR code. And then things will come more, you know, they look more, come, you know, the truth will come out a little bit more. So the vaccine is just the, you know, the vehicle that they're using for that QR code. Because once they got you with a QR code, they got you. That's it. That's what they want. Right there.
That's the end game. Do you remember this so-called Karen that was yelling and slapping and spitting on the flight to Atlanta? Got 10 million views or so.
Yeah.
So you watched this video?
Mascot!
You got your mask down, bitch!
Sir.
Would you be surprised to know the entire thing was staged?
Really? Oh, wow.
Would you be surprised to know that the girl is Patricia Cornwall from Baywatch?
No way.
Got on the screen here.
Pretty girl.
Yeah. Well, this is from 20 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, about 20 years. Now she's 51. She's probably not quite the same, but yeah. And even the guy that she was yelling at, he's also been identified. And the person that did the identification, well, it came out, was released. And I believe Miles Mathis, who I like to follow, he put a piece out and he did his normal Intellius searches on these people. Found out they're all connected. They're all linked to big tech or acting. And basically he's saying all these people are just helping to create this fake reality. We are in one big theater, so there's no real organic things that go viral or get released in the media. It's completely staged.
Wow.
How sad is that, huh? Is there anything happening for realsies out there?
Well, for realsies, the economic pain will definitely be coming in the next few years. So that will be for real. You will all feel it. unless you got something online that you can, that you're, you know, knowledgeable in that you can do. Maybe we should put on a Forex show one day on a weekend.
Well, sure. You'd have to do it because I don't know much about it. You'd have to talk about it and guide me through it. And I can maybe, try and figure it out. I'm not really
beat the banksters. You got to beat the banksters at their own game. So.
I started watching this just before we go. I started watching this. This is Mike, the Health Ranger. What's his name? Mike Adams. And he's discovering that this entire reality is pure theater. Trump, Biden, they're all actors. I think a large number of people were pretty upset and disappointed with their hero, Donnie Trump, who was pushing the booster and Candace Owen was allegedly defending Trumpsky. These people are all manufactured characters. Candace Owen, Ocasio-Cortez, Trump, Biden. This is just theater to control people. And it's really quite amazing that it just goes so many layers deep. And now it's just
unreal.
Really being publicized. So the question is, what will people do with that knowledge? Will they accept it and just do nothing or start questioning, which is, I think, the main objective that I have, putting my tiny bit of truth out there. And I guess you the same.
Yes. Hey, Gooby McPherson, you'd like to do a Forex show? Are you a Forex trader as well?
Is this in the chat? Where are you seeing that?
Yeah, he's
which chat is he in? Oh, Gooby McPherson.
Gooby McPherson.
Oh, Gooby, yeah, great name.
Yeah.
He's on the Twitch. All right.
I do a Forex.
There you go.
I do a Forex. Oh, see, there you go. Are you a Forex trader?
He says, this is Volschad on Discord. Right. I think he was on our Discord. And you're on our Discord as well. You're on the Fakeologist Discord. Yeah. So yeah, Volshad. If you want to talk to Tiago, you can probably give him a mention in, say, the general chat or in one of the text channels, then you can probably talk directly if you have some, if you guys want to put together something that might be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. If a lot of your viewers wanted to learn how to, you know, trade Forex like I do for a living, then absolutely. I'd be willing. We could all meet up on a weekend right on here, and I can share my screen, and we can get at it. I mean, it's nice to know, man. Trust me. I'm trying to teach my daughter how to do it. She's 13. She asks me questions on, you know, how do I make money just by clicking my mouse? But, you know, and I try to explain. She goes, "Oh, daddy, that's complicated." And I'm like, "No, not really." I said, once you sit in front of it, it's like anything. When you understand certain principles, then, you know, and you have a certain mindset, then you will do well. It takes a certain mindset to become successful at any kind of trading, whether it's Forex, S&P, NASDAQ, whatever you're trading.
Right. Yeah. Like anything else, once you figure it out, it's not so bad. But as much as you can make money, you can also lose money. So you have to probably have a lot of discipline. For sure.
Discipline, yeah. Discipline is for sure. And the example that I like, when people ask me, oh, you know, how do you make money? How do you Forex trade? The best example that I can come up with to explain to people how I do things is, has anybody here ever heard of blackjack card counters in Las Vegas?
Yeah, there was a really good movie on that, actually. Was it called
21?
Yeah, that was really good.
So basically what they do in that movie is translate that into Forex trading. So basically my success rate, let's say roughly is about 58%, 57%. So am I going to win on every single trade? No. So the name of the game is for me to keep my losers very small and let my runners go as big as I can. Okay. So I don't win. Obviously I don't win on every single trade, but I don't need to. Just like a blackjack card counter, right? Do they win every single hand in blackjack? No, they don't. So, but when the card count is high in the deck, boom, they bet big and it makes up for all the little losses that they took. So that is the mindset that you have to have in trading. Anyone who thinks that you're going to win 80, 90%, 100% of the time in trading, they're lying to you. So the, and another example, Steve Cohen, who owns 0.72 Capital Asset Management. He's worth $20 billion, one of the richest men in the world.
Thanks.
His success win ratio for his most successful traders that trade at 0.72 is only roughly 53 to 55% of the time.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So you just got to be a little above half and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I even know traders who are less than half and still do fine. And the reason is because the ones that do win for them, let's say they're 40%, or they only win 4 out of 10 trades, but those 4 trades that they win are so much more bigger in dollar value than the 6 trades that they lost.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess Gooby is saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. Good.
Yeah, all right. And if Gooby's a trader, then he'll agree for sure.
All right, Buffalo Rome says he wants to get in touch. Well, tell them the easiest and fastest way to get in touch with you. I'm guessing it's an email address. Email's to me the best communication device we have. Did you want?
Yeah, you can personally email me or you can message me on Facebook. But if you want my email, it's pretty simple. It's Tiago_H@hotmail.com. It's pretty simple. T-I-A-G-O, Tiago_H as in Henry @hotmail.com. So Tiago_H@hotmail.com. Pretty simple.
Okay.
Pop me an email. Let Fakeologists know if you guys want to do a show one day. If you guys are interested and I can go over some of the stuff and I would listen to that.
Yeah. I would help work on with that maybe for sure.
Yeah,
maybe I
if you guys want
on that.
What's up? Yeah, listen, man, it's your show, man. So be on there and you guys can all ask questions. Come on here and ask questions and I can take you to exactly what technical indicators that I'm using on here. I use my own custom indicators that I've created myself and based on volume and cycle. And then that way you guys can actually see what I do and then maybe watch me trade 10 or 20 trades in a row and see how much money I make.
Beautiful.
And maybe you guys could do the same.
Sure, sure. The more liquid the market, the better for everybody, I guess.
So my email is TIAGO instead of TA.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. Sorry. I can't spell. TIAGO underscore H. Is that what you said? Okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's my fault. That's my dyslexia kicking in again.
That's all right, brother.
All right. Well, on that happy note, before I make a killing in the Forex, if you want to just give a few shekels this way to the Fakeologist show to say you appreciate it, that's fine. We're value for value. So if you think this show is worth listening to and want to keep it going, then fakeologist.com/donate. And we take everything, including Bitcoin. And just let us know if you send a Bitcoin, because I don't really check the wallet that often because I'm not very active with crypto. But yeah, appreciate you, Tiago, coming on. Always interesting. Thanks for the update that this is going to end sometime in 2022 and transition into the climate change hoax. Although I think most people don't really buy into that as much, especially when they are minus 25 in Alberta for the last week. It's really hard to see where the warming comes in. But
They'll believe it. They'll believe it. They won't go by actual temperature. Mm. They're going to start going by CO2 levels.
Oh, right. The stuff we can't see or measure ourselves.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So and people are going to say, well, Mr. Fakeologist, you can measure CO2 levels, but they're not going to do that. They're going to tell you CO2 levels at atmospheric height where you're not going to be able to go to.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to lie.
Somewhere in space where the aliens are just waiting to attack us with their zero gravity machines, whatever they're going to do with us. Why would they want? What do they want with us? We're useless eaters down here. I can't imagine there's any interest in coming down here and taking us over. It'd be a mess for them.
Well, if I was them, if I was a highly intelligent alien with anti-gravity in space looking down at Earth, I would want nothing to do
with
the animals on Earth. Yeah, so would I.
I'd head to the next planet. All right, we'll leave...
exactly.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it with Lily Bell's comment, really like Fakeologist. Well, that's a great way to end. So, Tiago, thanks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Thank you, guys. All the best.